Exercise 5, page 112.
Hacker. The Haka originates from the native inhabitants of New Zealand, the Maori people. It is a very physical dance with chants, which were traditionally performed as war cries. Nowadays, it is performed to welcome important guests, to recognize great achievements, and simply to entertain. If you ever watch New Zealand playing rugby, you will also see the team, the All Blacks, performing the haka. They do this to show respect to past and present players, the supporters, and New Zealand, and to scare their opponents. The All Blacks performed their first haka in 1888 in Britain, but it is now recognized all over the world. The dancers imagine that their body is an orchestra in which their hands, feet, legs, body, voice, tongue, and eyes all represent musical instruments. The haka involves a lot of powerful body movements, slapping your hands on your body, showing the whites of your eyes, pukana, sticking out your tongue, wetaro, and stamping your feet. Imagine a tribe of Maoris doing all this holding weapons while preparing to go into battle. The Maori people perform in a traditional outfit called a kakahu. The costume is made up of a grass skirt and a belt with unique engravings. The Maori people are also famous for their tattoos, or tamok, which cover their faces, making this dance look even more ferocious. The most well-known haka is called kamate. The story goes that the most feared tribal chief, Te Raparaha, was fleeing from his enemies. As he was greatly outnumbered, he hid in a pit protected by another chief and his wife. The chant below is about the moment the enemy tribe passed near the pit to look for him and his thoughts switched between living and dying. The hairy man is the chief who hid him and made sure he saw the sun again. It is said that he came up with his chant while in hiding and that he performed it as soon as he returned to his village. Now the kamate is performed as a celebration of the triumph of life over death.